Welcome to Uncensored Duo with Jen
and Sora. Get ready for unfiltered conversations,
bold opinions,
and everything in between. Hi guys!
Hey!
Today we're going to talk about toxic relationship.
But we're going to make it a little twist because it's going to be toxic relationships that our loved ones are in and how we handle.
Yeah.
Our emotions dealing with their toxic relationship.
Like, this is about when you have someone you care about not taking care of themselves.
Yeah, or that they're so blinded by whatever, like, I would say, like, stigmatized or whatever.
Yeah.
That you can't, the sex is not that good. There's no way, right?
But, like, have you been in that situation?
Yes, in the sex situation. Is the sex that good? Like, I look back and I'm like, not that good. Like, what was I thinking? I wasn't.
Right? Like, looking back now, I'm like, oh, absolutely not. I cannot believe I didn't leave. But during that time, it's like your whole world.
I also think it's this thing where if people are telling me not to do something, I'm definitely going to do it.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I've stayed in relationships to make it a point. Like, when people are saying you're not going to last, I stay just to prove them wrong.
Yeah.
that's not the same thing. I feel
you to a certain extent. But I that's what I'm saying. Like, when someone's like, oh, you guys are toxic, I'm like, no, I'm not. Like, no, we're not. And then when you look back and reflect on that previous relationship, you're like, that was a house on freaking fire.
It really was.
It just got so bad so fast.
Really was.
And why was I staying in a burnt down home? I don't know. So
that's a great way to put it.
That's just how I feel for my own self. So it's not too shady. I've been there, but it's still difficult to navigate our feelings, I feel like, because we care and love whoever's going through that so much.
So understanding a toxic relationship, it doesn't necessarily always have to be so visible where there's emotional abuse or physical abuse. It can be manipulation or a lot of times unhealthy patterns.
So I have a question. When you have someone that you care about, let's just say really, really close friend, bestie, comes to you and shares something, a situation, and they are not even dating officially.
What do you mean? Like, they're just seeing this person?
They're just in the talking stage.
Okay.
And so they're not boyfriend and girlfriend or anything. And you can already foresee, like, this is not going to work for them because of what the situation was shared. For example, you can tell, like, hey, our friend is a very open heart, open spirit, you know, bubbly type of person. And the person that they're talking to is just like, I can't believe you have guys talking to you at like random times of the days. But the random guys are not random guys. They are just her male friends.
Oh, like when they're already kind of possessive and showing signs before you even enter the actual relationship.
Exactly. Phase. And so how do you navigate knowing that that's not going to work out for that specific friend? That might work out for other people, but not this person.
Now, like before, I was kind of naive and like kind of let everyone do their own thing. I realize now if I see that, especially if you're in the talking phase, I would just be straight honest right then and there. Like I might as well tell you exactly how I'm feeling and how I see it right now before you guys really enter it and you guys are months in where your heart is like deeper in that. You know, like I just think there's nothing to lose in the beginning, because it's also easier for them to leave if they want to, and it's the best time for them to see it, you know. But the further their emotions get involved, they get more blinded, and it's harder to be like, hey girl, you need to wake up and see like these signs. But in my case, like I feel like a lot of the times I can't see that in the beginning.
I think for me, I have seen it in the beginning, but because I care so strongly and I guess the way my delivery is also very strong, that they just stop sharing with me and continue the relationship with whoever. And that has happened to me with multiple people so many times. like so many loved ones have gone to me, shared situations about their possessiveness in the beginning during the talking stage. Mm-hmm. And or just showed signs where I can just foresee that they're not going to last because of their personality types. Nothing more, not about looks, not, you know, just who they are. It just wouldn't, they wouldn't be able to really blossom in that relationship. And I could tell just because of energy mostly, but when I hear the situations, I come on too strongly. And I think that's when they're like, I'm not telling Jen anything. I'm going to get yelled at.
I can see that.
And that has happened so many times. But like, you know, like you said, I don't regret saying anything. Mm-hmm. I still stand by everything I have said to all of my friends because that was my truth at that time. Did I foresee those relationships ending? Yes. Did they all end? Yes. Like, but did I say, I told you so? No. I feel like they already know, like they're already beating themselves up.
You do know, like deep down, if you are in a toxic relationship and it just gets worse.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it does mentally wear down on you. But most of the time, they don't want to admit it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like a lot of it's because I feel like what I've been hearing a lot from people in those situations is there's hope. Mm-hmm. And they hold on to the hope that their partner will change, or their partner keeps promising, I will do it better. I do. Oh, you know, but it's like, now you're at like the fifth, sixth time that they've said this, like, when will they actually do better?
Yeah. I mean, I heard the same story earlier this week that someone I know got married, but before they got married, they were like, hey, do you think this was a good idea to her sister-in-law?
Which That's is a my bold question right before you get married.
Mm-hmm. And because he was cheating on her pre-marriage while they were just in a relationship. They were in a relationship when they were in their teens. So, you know, the cheating was already happening. And she was asking that question. And, you know, the sister-in-law is like, only you know the answer. Because I'm not going to speak on what I think you should do. This is not my life. This is your life. And so they went ahead and get married. And he did cheat multiple times during the marriage. Because, unfortunately, people don't change. Mm-hmm. And if you are an enabler of people's bad habits, they will take advantage of you.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short, they are now divorced now, you know, but that's kind of the situation. What can happen to your life? Not that you would live a life of regrets, but you would live this life of questioning yourself all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Like, did I make the right choice? Was this worth it? Like, do they even love me? Like, if you love someone, you wouldn't treat them like this, right? Like, you're going to start questioning all these things. And I think those questions are already telling you what you need to know. And my biggest thing is my sisters, if they're in a bad relationship or not, I tell them like, hey, you're going to be a role model to my daughter.
Mm-hmm. So when it comes to approaching the situation, you're more like tough love.
Super.
Okay.
So for you, when you approach a situation and that the loved one is still in this toxic relationship, how do you handle having those conversations with them?
I think I'm more gentle. I am more gentle also because I like it when people are that way with me. I don't handle tough love as well. But I ask them, do you want my honest advice? Because sometimes some people don't want to hear it and I want them to keep telling me things. So I don't want to cross the boundary of them being like, oh, I'm not going to tell her anything anymore. So I'm like, I either am like super just empathetic, just try to be an ear. Mm-hmm. And I just tell them what I think they deserve. Or I'm just like, I just try to be understanding. Or if I ask them, do you want my honest answer? And they say yes. Then I'm more stern about like how I actually view the situation. And I kind of try to look at things in a very like realistic standpoint. And I try to make it like I try to approach the situation in that way. I tell them what they deserve. I tell them what any human deserves in situations like that. And so I try to make it not personal so they can kind of see it outside of themselves in a bit. But it's hard because I've had that talk many times and most of the time nothing changes after.
But how do you handle that when they continue the relationship and they're a couple months in deep?
Well, I also have to keep in mind that, like, I could be wrong, you know? Like,
I never keep that in mind. I'm not gonna lie. I never keep that in mind. I can't even believe you think that way.
No, I'm saying the aspect of, like, you know, this is their life, you know?
That,
like,
is true.
Yeah. Your life is different from mine, you know? And like, maybe this does work for you.
Yeah.
Or maybe this is a situation where 10 years from now,
what I was saying
was, you know, like, was true. But I also have to put in perspective, like, you know, maybe God has different plans for you. Like, maybe this is what he asked you to do. Or like, maybe this is what he's giving you, you know? And like, for whatever reason, something will come out of it. And also, like, maybe this guy will change, or maybe this is some. I also believe some people are okay with what they are given, and just because they're okay, like, just because I wouldn't be okay in that kind of situation, I can't like put that on them and assume you should think the same way as me. Some people are literally fine with other alternatives, you know, and it's like, I just have to remember it's not mine, you know? And I have to respect that. Your face right now is like, absolutely not.
I was just thinking because for me, I know where you're coming from because I definitely do that to my sisters in my love, like at least my besties, where I project what I would want for myself onto what they, like their relationship, because I would want them to have a healthy relationship. You know, I would want them to be happy all the time, for them to blossom and grow and bloom with whoever their partner is, instead of, you know, slowly dying and who are you? But if that's what they decide, that's what they decide. I think my tough love works for me because I have had friends that has been abused.
Okay.
And when it comes to that, I'm like, I can't hear this anymore because it physically hurts me to hear you cry, knowing what has happened, knowing you don't want me to get involved, knowing you're going to continue to stay with a person that is okay putting their hands on you, you know? And so for me, I just think I think the tough love works for me because if they stop telling me, it's kind of a win-win because I'm going to worry about them all the time. I'm going to think about all these things, but I do agree with you. It's not my life and I cannot project what I want for them to their relationship. However, I am not wrong that you guys are not the right fit. Like, I will say that. I will
in
say
those
that
scenarios, 1,000%. You know, like, yeah, there's like very clear sign scenarios where it's like, this is wrong.
Yes, like, absolutely. Like, I have, like, straight up have told loved ones, like, they are manipulating you. Here are the signs. Why are they saying things like that? Or, you know, why are they acting one way here and gaslighting a different way there? What they're speaking behind your back versus what they're speaking to your face are two completely different things. Their actions do not align with their words. Like, all this stuff I have logically explained. Do people listen? Absolutely not. Mm-mm. So I think I'm just out of space, especially now in my life, that, dude, just God putting you through it because you don't want to learn.
Yeah, it is partially like you have to learn yourself. You can bring a horse to water, but you can't force him to drink.
Yeah. I mean, I have my two kids to raise. I don't have time for you two. I'm going to let your mom deal with you.
Yeah.
I think it's one thing if someone goes through a toxic relationship, because that's going to happen. Like, I just think there's a very high chance you have a toxic relationship in your previous life somewhere. Mm-hmm. However, you going through that again and again and again, that says something about you.
Yeah, it's something that's going on with you. And I try to be very careful with the words, like, I think you should go see a therapist. But if they're, like, close, like, we're really close enough where I can say that. I have said that once where I word it like, I think there's a lot of internal things going on inside of you that you need to work out. Mm-hmm. And I think you should talk to someone, a professional person, about it. Because it seems like the way that you're reacting is a little bit... it seems like it's hitting deeper mm-hmm. than the actual, like, situation is.
There's, like, a stronger root to
it. Yeah, yeah. There's something going on deeper, and I can tell. So in that situation, like, that's just how I try to approach it. But setting boundaries, you have to. Yeah.
I will say, like, there are people in my life, I would just tell them straight up, like, you guys should break up. Or this isn't going to work. But then there are other people, especially friends in the fiancé stages that are engaged, that they're preparing to get married, or they are married. I tread the water very lightly with them.
You have to.
Because I never want any of my friends to be like, hey, you should divorce your husband yeah. if I share anything, like if I open up. So I definitely do not. And because I don't believe in that, like unless they're, you know, violent, I don't believe in that. But I do have a really, really close friend that during their engagement, and I told her, I was like, hey, he's going to continue to treat you like this. Is this what you want? Because you have three options. One, stay with him. Two, either you change or he changes. So either you take it slightly or you have to change however you take, like, digest what's going on differently, or he's gonna have to change. And or three, you guys break up. Mm-hmm. Like, those are your options. And she continues to stay. And now they are expanding and growing a family together. And I think she cries so often thinking, like, did I make the right decision choosing him to be the father of my child? And those are things, like, to the extreme that you're going to be thinking about, because you questioned yourself the entire time. I don't know where the relationship's going to go. I'm just here as a supportive ear. But that's my biggest thing. It's like, I hope people don't continuously go through this, especially women. Carrying a child is already hard enough. But to have a
partner,
that's toxic relationship supportive. Or like a narcissistic partner, like that's 10 times harder.
I think you and I are very lucky and fortunate to have gotten out of those scenarios. But there are a lot of people who are not lucky to have gotten out. Whether it's just it didn't work out for them that way, or maybe they weren't strong enough to see it and get out in the first place. I think a lot of factors go into mm-hmm. that, you know, like it takes a lot of willpower to get yourself out of a situation. There are some people that are in relationships because they are the provider mm-hmm. for them, you know, and things like how can you leave that situation?
Or they are getting a divorce, or they are divorced, but they can't afford to live in two yeah. separate homes.
Yeah. So it's like there's a lot of reasons why I think a lot of people don't leave toxic relationships. And I think in that aspect, what I try to portray is I try to empower them. Because that's the best you can do, you know, like I try to empower them and give them the hope that they can. It will. I don't lie about it. I say it's going to be really hard. It's going to be really hard to do this on your own by yourself, especially if you have a kid at play. But if you're in like a really, because I also don't believe in divorce, you know, that's yeah. not the situation. Like, that is the last resort. You guys had to exhaust every part of what you guys are doing. And that's an advice I gave to someone. You know, I was like, you need to go full force into this relationship, into this marriage. Like, take out any thought of leaving and really give it 1,000% of yourself. And he do the same. Exhaust it and fully until you finally decide you guys can't take it anymore. And this is the only option for your sanity. But yeah, I mean, it's not like I'm no fucking therapist, so you know.
Do people listen to me? No, absolutely not.
I mean, yeah, and sometimes my words aren't meant for them, you know. But I think empowering loved ones can help build their worth, because I also think a lot of it is because they have low self-esteem or low worth that either they didn't have, or it's a lot of the times their partner wore down. And so it's just trying to get them to see themselves as like, you are worthy, you are good enough, you can freaking do it. And you are not deserving of this behavior. But that's like the best you can do, I feel like, as an outside party, because you can't dictate their lives.
Yeah.
And you want to help, but you don't want to overstep. At the same time, you want to protect yourself from
their hot mess.
Yeah, the hot mess and everything you also have going on in your life.
So how do you protect yourself when you have a loved one that continuously shares their toxic relationship situations with you?
That's so hard, because like, I don't want them to feel abandoned, especially in a rough time. But like, if you are consistently putting yourself through an unhealthy habit and relationship that you are aware of, that people have told you and I've told you, but you're not leaving, and it's the same story over and over, I either, one, detach myself and I'm just a lending ear, but I detach myself emotionally because I know you're not going to listen to me. So I stop giving advice and I'm just a ear for them to vent to. Or two, I just put the boundary, hey, I like cannot hear about this anymore. I don't want to hear about it, because that's like usually my, like when I've met my end and I'm like, I've told you I'm absolutely against this relationship. I think he's a piece of shit. I think you need to leave. I think you deserve so much better. You are aware of that. If you saw anyone doing this, you would know, you would say the same thing. That's like the worst part of it. Like when I've just had it and I'm like, I can't hear it. But that's happened a long time ago. I haven't done that recently to anyone.
I will say like that is what I do too, but I definitely have a shorter fuse than you, because I express so early before they are even in a serious relationship. So from the beginning, it's just the same story to me over and over again, because I've already recognized like this isn't going to be a fit, just because of the way you guys think about life and the way you guys soak in and take and digest life and live your life. Like the mentalities are so far off. There's just no way that you guys could. It would just be so hard for you guys to get there, to see the same life, to see like what's possessive to you is not possessive to me. What's manipulation to you is not manipulation to me. So I just think for me, the journey of having the conversation is so early that I have a way shorter fuse. And especially when I'm pregnant, I'm not going to lie, I will not tolerate it.
I think you're actually really good at placing boundaries around yourselves for situations that are unserving you.
It's just hard. I had to learn this through a therapist, to be honest. But I think it's because I felt the need to raise my sisters, because that's the position my parents put me in. So I do that to my friends as well. Not because I want to. I'm a creature of habit. And so I do give the tough love, because that's how I was raised. Like David Goggins yelling at me to go to the gym, that's how I would like there's this other girl named Kylie on TikTok that yells at you to clean your house. Like, dude, I'm all about yelling at me. So, but that's the thing, like Sora said, the way my delivery is too strong. So I have to be mindful. And especially now being a parent, I have to understand like my children are going to be different. They might not like the tough love. Mm-hmm. I am going to have to give them a softer tone that I have never been used to. But that doesn't mean I can't do it. I just have to practice. but that doesn't mean I'm wrong. I'm just saying, I don't know what I'm gonna do when my children brings home a loser.
Oh, I know.
Like, I'm gonna die.
Girl, I have no idea. Alex thinks he's gonna like be so tough on her, and I'm just like, you have no idea how you're gonna be toward your kid, especially your daughter.
They're gonna hide things from you if they can.
Yeah, they absolutely. We hit things.
I 1,000% yeah. hit things.
And so, like, it's just like, I don't know. We'll navigate that when that comes. And if our podcast is still going on till then, we'll talk about it then.
If my 5-year-old comes to me and says, I have a girlfriend, I'm gonna be like, no, you don't. I just see it so many times on TikTok. They're just like, I can't mentally wrap my head around like my little baby dating a loser. I can't.
And to close out, we looked up some titles that would fit this episode, and we just thought they were so funny. We wanted to share them.
Yeah. Why won't they leave? Understanding toxic love.
Trapped in love when they can't see the red flags.
When caring isn't enough, watching a toxic relationship unfold.
Losing them to love, the pain of watching a toxic relationship.
A bird in a cage when they stay in a toxic relationship.
Drowning in love when they can't see they're sinking.
A house on fire, loving someone in a destructive relationship. This is just so funny. I've been there. I told you, I've been in a house on fire in a relationship. There's no shame, but I hope you guys get out of it if you're in it. Mm-hmm. I hope this helps you guys manage those conversations with your loved ones and create those healthy boundaries for yourself, because yes, you can be there, but maybe being there in a different way.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's all.
That's it. We'll talk to you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.